Now turn, please, to Matthew's Gospel and chapter 23. Matthew chapter 23 and verse 27. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Verse 33. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Turn to the Roman epistle, please, for a second reading, chapter 2. And verse 3, Romans 2, and verse 3. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, that is, you see other folk do what you are not allowed to do or don't wish to do, and you judge them which do such things and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? A third reading, please, in Hebrews, chapter 12 of the Epistle to the Hebrews. Look, please, at verse 25. Verse 25 of Hebrews 12. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not, who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape, if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Now, in the same book, chapter 2, for a final reading, verse 1, therefore, we ought to give thee more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, that is, the law that was given to the nation of Israel was given through the medium of angels, and God honored it, it was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Now God will bless these readings of his word. You have likely noticed in each of these passages that there is a linking word, and it is that thought of escape. Escape. Several months ago back home, there was a very tragic fire in an apartment building. And of course, as the firefighters sought to deal with the blaze, they were quite concerned that there may be people who were yet within the building. And they sent men in to try and locate any that may yet be there in a fast, raging fire that was moving very rapidly to the upper stories. But all the machinery, all the fire equipment was in the front and on the north side of the building. But the police helicopter and the news people that were traveling around. They were in a helicopter overhead, and one of them radioed to the fire marshal there, the fire chief, that there was a woman and a child, a little baby, on the fifth floor balcony at the back of the building. It was a very narrow drive. It was difficult to get any equipment in there to save those dear people, but eventually they were able to back a ladder truck into that area, and they put that ladder up to the fifth balcony. The flames were literally coming out of the door by which that woman had exited that building to the back fire escape from which there was no ladder. And as they put that ladder up to that fifth story balcony, a fireman scampered up. And he landed on the balcony and he instructed the woman how to take a hold of the ladder and to escape. And he took the little babe in his arms. And as he reached for that ladder, the balcony collapsed. And the three of them went five stories down. They missed the ladder by 5 seconds. No escape. They missed it. The ladder could have saved them if only the fireman hadn't taken so long to give the instruction. They missed it. Tragic. I want to say to you, my friend, that's what's behind this word escape from the Word of God tonight. I know not how you may feel about yourself as a sinner. And I fear that there are those with us tonight and they do not have a conception of what it really means to be a sinner in the sight of God. But what I would like to do in the opening of this meeting tonight, my friend, is from the very depth of my heart, I would like to plead with you to believe God that there's a real fire and you need to escape. When I turn to the language of the Lord Jesus in Luke chapter 16, and we read about that man that died, and the Lord Jesus draws back those curtains and very solemnly he allows men to listen to conversations on the other side of death. And out of that great moment of revelation, there arises a voice of a man, and he's in a place called hell. And this is his language. I am tormented in this flame. A man in real flames. Now let me set your mind at ease, friend, lest the devil should tell you what kind of a God is it that puts men in hell. Let me say to you kindly, hell was created for the devil. And salvation has been provided for sinful men that sold themselves out to the devil. And if men die and go to hell, it's their own fault, because they've refused the way of escape. Now I trust tonight that you will recognize that there is an escape. In fact, in every passage that we read tonight, it ought to underline in your thinking and mind, there is an escape, thank God, there is. There would be no invitation, there would be no pressing people to flee and escape if there was no way out. But there is, friend, there's a real hell. There's a real lake of fire, and there are men in it tonight, and more will go there. And there may be some from this audience that will go to that awful place unless they escape. That's the great word. Escape! Escape! What I would like to notice with you tonight is four reasons why men do not escape. There are reasons why people do not get saved. There are reasons why sinners do not receive the blessed joy and peace of knowing Christ as their Savior. There's reasons for it. And I would like to notice four of them tonight. And friend, if you find any one of these barriers that are holding you or seeking to restrain you, or you may be perhaps hiding yourself within one of them, hoping and hoping against hope that this is not real, let me say to you, my friend, tonight, whatever you do, break loose and escape, or you will perish in hellfire forever. There's a real hell to which sinners will go that miss the escape. And so I trust tonight that while parents are praying for your soul, young man, young woman, and mothers and fathers are bowing their hearts and crying to God that my son will escape and my daughter will escape, oh, that tonight you might take it to heart.
God loved your soul, and He wants to see you escape, and He's seeking to warn you tonight that you might flee from the wrath of eternal fire that awaits poor, defenseless, Christless sinners who die as they were born in their sin. Now the first reason that's given to us in Matthew chapter 23 is from the lips of the Lord Jesus. And the first reason that men do not escape the fires of hell is because of hypocrisy. Now hypocrisy is a very searching and a very humbling word. Most of us would like to immediately shut ourselves out from the title of being a hypocrite. And my friend tonight, what we do not realize is that we have a very hypocritical heart. I remember when I was a boy in school, you know, we used to, on Halloween time, we'd all wear a funny face and we'd change seats in the classroom and the teacher would try to guess who's who and finally the moment would come when off would come the false face. Well, I want to tell you, my friend, tonight, if you ever intend to escape going to hell, you won't be able to meet God with a false face and get saved. You've got to be real with God. Here I find men, the Lord Jesus addresses them, and you'll notice what he speaks of. He speaks of their exterior, and He speaks of their interior. The first thing He says about their exterior is what they have done to it. They've whitewashed it. They've whitewashed the whole thing. It's a put-on. Just a put-on. Why, maybe they've been raised that way. Now, I'm not speaking about the manners that your teacher, your parents have taught you. Indeed, young folk ought to have manners. They ought to be taught manners. And they certainly ought to respect those manners. That's not what the Lord Jesus is getting at here. What He's getting at here is what they pretend to be when it comes to dealing with God. They pretend to be something they're not. Now may I ask you kindly, friend, what answer do you have to God tonight that you should not go down to hell? That's very, very solemn language. But I ask you, what is your answer? Now the answer of these people was, what we've done. We've kept the law. We've tried to do what's right. We've tried to live righteously. That's the word the Lord Jesus uses. Your righteousnesses, He says, are whitewash. Because inside, down in the heart, the Lord Jesus reveals the heart, and He says it's just full of dead men's bones, full of corruption, not a little bit of corruption, full of it. Absolutely nothing within the human heart but corruption from first to last. My, that's humbling. There's not one of us here tonight have any reason to be proud. If there's an ounce of pride in it, it only proves that we're hypocrites. That's what the Bible's saying. There's not one of us have anything to be proud of. We were born in the family of a ruined race. We've lived to prove that we have a wicked heart. And the Bible shows that in our heart, it's full of wickedness. And then the Lord Jesus says, how you appear before men. They try to impress men. My, how religious men can be all of a sudden. Well, you begin to talk about the Lord Jesus, and immediately they begin to say how much they go to church, and they haven't been there since last Easter. But I want to tell you, going to church doesn't make a man ready for heaven anyway. But I do want to say this, my friend. It just shows what a hypocrite man is. What a hypocrite. I've got my own church. Yes, they got their birth certificate in it down there, and that's the last time they saw it. Hypocrites. That's what God's dealing with. My dear friend tonight, let me say to you kindly, young and old in this meeting, you will never escape the awfulness of being swallowed up in the flames of the torment of the second death unless you get rid of that false face. You must be honest with God. May I ask you tonight, dear young man, young woman, have you ever gotten down by the side of your bed upon your knees and acknowledged to God that you're just a sinner? Through and through, on the way to hell, and unless you escape, unless God saves you, you will be lost forever. Oh, you say, I don't think I've ever... You know one of the reasons that people don't get down on both their knees and get down to business with God? Because they're too proud. It's the pride of hypocrisy. I was the same. Surely I was. My father made us bow the knee by the chair after supper, but I want to tell you while my father pled to God for the salvation of his children, my eyes were open and I played with a dog. All the time I'm down on my knees. Hypocrisy. And there are those in this meeting tonight, and while we pled with God in heaven to bless His word in this meeting, your eyes were open. Hypocrisy! How solemn. My friend tonight, let me say to you kindly, people like that have absolutely no hope of escaping hell. That's what the Savior's saying. Let's get right down to brass tacks tonight, right down to the root of the matter. If you're going to be saved, young man, young woman, you'll have to be real with God and away with the hypocrisy. You'll never be saved by being two-faced with God. He knows what's in the heart. And He knows what you're putting on the outside. It may be there's bitterness in your heart against God. It may be that there's secret thoughts in your heart against God about something maybe in your life that's happened. Or maybe about others that have gotten saved. My, how often we've seen that. Someone's chum will get saved, and they'll get mad. They get mad that God saved them and didn't save me. What nonsense. Well, you don't deserve salvation, friend. Why should you be angry with God? That's hypocrisy. See, that's what God has to deal with. And you'll never get God's salvation until you get real with God. That's the first reason that men go to hell. They do not escape. The door is open. That's not the problem. You don't have to nudge the door to get in. You don't have to knock on the door to get in. You don't have to turn the handle. God's salvation has opened the door of grace and mercy for sinful men like us. He's opened it wide. It's wide open tonight, thank God. Through the work of the Lord Jesus at Calvary, heaven's throne has been satisfied regarding our sin, and God has thrown the door wide open. You can be saved tonight. It's not God's fault if you're not, friend. Escape. Escape. Why will they not escape the damnation of hell? Because of hypocrisy. Now be real, my friend. Be real with God and get rid of that false face and get down to business with dealing with God. You're only a sinner, and you'll have to come to God as a sinner, not as a believer. You can't come to God as one that's halfway saved. You'll have to come to God as just a miserable sinner that's got nothing to keep them out of hell. It's the only way you'll get through the door. In my second reading, I want you to notice that the passage that we read together in Romans chapter 2 from the pen of the beloved Apostle Paul, where the Apostle is dealing with these dear people. He's dealing and showing the Jew that they have no advantage over the Gentile. The Jew had the light of the law given by Moses, the Ten Commandments. The Gentile didn't have that. And so the Apostle Paul is dealing with these two classes of people. And he's dealing with a people that had been dealt with so kindly by God. And in verse 4 of that chapter we read, the riches of the goodness and the forbearance and the long-suffering of God. And they despised it. And he asks this question, how shall you escape the judgment of God? Now there's another reason why people cannot escape the judgment of God. Because they despise the goodness and the patience and the long-suffering of God. There are those in this meeting tonight, and I speak to you frankly, friend, we have no bushes to hide behind. We're not trying to come at you from the side. We're looking at you face to face tonight. Your soul is in the balance. We're responsible for the preaching we give you. And we want to make sure that...